Well, it is a privilege to stand here and share testimony about what the Lord's done in my life, and it's been just recently here, within the last year and a half, almost 2 years, that the Lord saved me. Before that, I was, raised in a Christian home, and so I lived, a decent life, and I didn't have, only just mild rebellions and things like that, and I didn't think I was that bad, but sure enough, I was, and because death had passed upon all men and by sin, so I was a sinner just for that matter. And I committed plenty of sins on my own, and as I started to notice later on. And as I grew up, we were evangelistic, and we've been on the streets lots of times, and I shared the gospel with lots of people in my lost state, and what I said was right, but the preacher of that gospel was not right. And so I was a hypocrite, and I was just living this life on the outside, just being just a good person the way it looked. And I had lots of struggles on the inside about, I thought many, many times about hell and death and the return of Christ and what might happen to me if I died. And I was terrified at some points. And I can remember lots of times in churches, at altar calls and just holding on to a seat, trying, I won't respond, I'm not going to do this. And I won't give in. I was so hard, and I was rebellious to the gospel, and for some reason, I was just kept living my life on, I'll make it on my own. I'll just be a good person. And it was not good. And then I remember having several arguments, not arguments, but discussions where my dad would talk to me about, getting older, and you're not serving God, and you need to consider your ways, and I would say things that I didn't even believe, I'll make it on my own, and things like that, and I knew I couldn't. I knew that I was lost without the gospel, and I can remember one day there at our house, I was late in the evening, I was by myself, and I'd been dealing with a lot of conviction, and that conviction hit me even harder than ever, and I was about ready to just put up my strong muscles against the conviction of God once more, but I gave in that last time, and I'm so thankful that the Lord got a hold of me and wrestled me down and touched my heart. And I remember I prayed and cried out to God for forgiveness from all this rebellion against Him and against authority and my sins and everything I had been involved in, and just total freedom and freedom from guilt. I can't describe to you how much guilt I bore. And before that, I was just overcome by guilt, and I didn't have a clear look on my face, and I was just lost. And after that, I can just remember clearly the next day I was just a different person just by looking at me. And my heart was changed, and it was not very long after that, a few days, and I got baptized. And then we went last year to Canada and spent the summer up there and found a lot of fulfillment in that and sharing the gospel with lost people there, and but with a new desire to, because it's my own experience now and not the experience that I just know about. And the Lord's just led me on, and I've grown quite a bit and still have so much more to do. And I just feel that I know I need the brotherhood here to help me, and that's my reason for becoming a member. And I just want everyone's input here to help me and show me things in my life where I need help and help me on to godliness and just pray for me as I live my Christian life, that utterance would be given me to share the gospel in more effective ways, and that I would be an effective member of the body here, and that I would serve God effectively. Thank you for allowing me to share.
God bless you for listening to the preaching of His Word. You may leave us a message by pressing 99. To hear information about our Saturday morning Bible study, press 88. To find out how to listen to a church service at Ephrata Christian Fellowship, press 77. To hear the menu for this topic again, please stay on the line. To listen to any other message in this topic, press the appropriate extension number now.